Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Mark 9:35.
请把圣经翻到马可福音第九章第三十五节。
Mark 9:35.
马可福音第九章第三十五节。
Only Jesus, the best kept secret in the universe.
只有主耶稣是宇宙永存的秘密。
Good, just to come around the table for an hour this morning and just focus on that one thought.
我们今天早上围绕在主的桌子面前，我们只注视一个思想。
All week long, everything from our inside, everything around us, is trying to get us to forget that name.
在这一周之内，不管我们是身外的事或者我们心里面，都使我们来忘记这个名字。
Self and our flesh is absolutely opposed to that thought, only Jesus.
我们的肉体是完全反对说只有唯有耶稣。
And yet, we have the privilege of being able to declare that this morning.
但是今天早上我们何等荣幸有这个权利能够来宣称这个名。
Now that everyone else has, Mark 9:35, give me a minute and I will find it.
每个人都翻到马可福音第九章三十五节，请你给我一分钟，让我也来找到那节圣经。
And sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.
耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
So the next chapter, chapter 10, verse 42.
下一章第十章第四十二节。
Does everyone have Bibles?
是不是每一个人都有圣经？
Roy, make sure everyone has a Bible this morning, please. If you need a Bible, just raise your hand.
若是你需要一本圣经，请你把手举起来。
Mark 10:42.
马可福音第十章四十二节。
And calling them to himself, Jesus said to them,You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
耶稣叫他们来对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。
And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并要舍命做多人的赎价。
And then just two verses in the book of Acts.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》读两节圣经。
Is the speaker on? Can everyone hear me? Is it okay?
大家都可以听到他吗
？Acts 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Excuse me, Acts 1:5.
对不起，《使徒行传》第一章第五节。
Acts 1:5. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
《使徒行传》第一章第五节，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And now Acts 2 and the fourth verse.
现在读第二章第四节。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
那我们再有一点的祷告。
Father, we're reminded this morning of how finite we are.
天父，我们今天早上再次看见我们自己是多么的渺小。
Even in temporal things, we find out our next breath is dependent upon thee.
即使在这会过去的事情上，我们也发现我们下一个气息完全要依靠你。
But especially in spiritual things, Lord, without your spirit, we have no hope.
就特别是属灵的事物，没有你的灵，我们就没有盼望。
We are absolutely blind, deaf, and dumb.
我们是完全是瞎眼的，是聋子，是哑口的。
But you have not left us alone. You have given us your spirit.
感谢你，你没有把我们留在为孤儿，你把你的灵赐给我们。
That we might understand the secrets of heaven.
那我们能够明白天上的奥秘。
Thank you for giving us that password in your son.
我们感谢你把你的儿子给我们。
We do worship him this morning.
今天早上我们来敬拜他。
Lord, speak this morning.
主，请你对我们说话。
Give translation this morning.
让给我们翻译。
And give hearing.
也给我们听的耳朵。
Give us hearts that want to and desire to be changed.
给我们一颗心，让我们有愿意改变的心。
Into the likeness of your very son.
能够被改变成像你的儿子一样。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
A couple weeks ago, we spent some time discussing this subject of taking ground.
在几个礼拜以前，我们讲到要来得着我们的地。
And as we were meditating on that thought after that week, the thought began sort of welling up in our heart as to the one who has taken that ground.
在那周以后，当我在思想这个题目的时候，在我里面就有感觉说，想到有一个人他已经得着了这个地。
Sort of, we looked at the subject of taking ground, and now we come back a couple of weeks later and we look at what is the source of power? How is it that we are able to take ground?
我们说到了要得着这个地图，那我们就过这几周以后，我们再说到我们的能源在哪里，我们怎么样能够得着地图。
And we believe everyone probably in this room understands.That the ground has already been taken. It is secure in Jesus.
我想在座的人都知道，这个地图已经被得着，已经在主耶稣里面被得着了。
We sang about it, worshipped about it in many different ways, even this morning.
即使在今天早上，我们也唱到这一点。
We ended our worship time with that high note of that the powers of darkness have been broken and.God rules, God reigns.
我们在我们过敏聚会结束的时候，我们唱到那个黑暗的权势已经被迫害，我们的神他是做王做主的。
We do not have to live under the bondage of ourselves.
我们并不需要再活到我们自己的捆绑里面。
We don't have to live in the bondage of the things, the events, and the circumstances of the world around us.
我们也不需要活在这个周围事物的捆绑之中。
That no matter what our circumstances are, we can live in a state of peace.
不管我们周围的环境如何，我们都能够有平安。
Because the Prince of Peace has come.
因为平安的王已经来了。
And he has given us that peace.
他已经把那个平安赐给我们。
If we accept it, if we take that ground.
若是我们得着，我们并接受那个地图。
There's a trap in taking ground.
但是这有一个陷阱。
I call it the trap of relativity.
因为我说是一个比较的陷阱。
When we as believers look around us, it's very easy, particularly as you look at the world, to sort of get a superior attitude.
当我们信徒常常看见我们周围的人，特别是看见世上的人。我们自己就有一个有一种比较高越的感觉。
Relatively speaking, hey, we're okay.
相对之下，我们还不错。
Because we're comparing ourselves with the world.
因为我们把我们自己与世上的人来相比较。
And even if we compare ourselves with believers, because of an inflated self, it's very easy to think of ourselves as superior.
即使我们有时候把自己与别的信徒来比较，因为自己是那样的骄傲，所以我们觉得我们还不错。
Man is born with a curse of looking down his nose at other people.
人生下来就有就是被咒诅，总是看低别人。
But when we compare ourselves with the Lord, we find ourselves in a whole different position.
但是若是我们把我们自己与主来相比的话，我们是在一个完全不同的情景之中。
His is a different geography.
他是在一个不同的境界里。
This is what brings us into reality.
这就把我们带到实际的里面。
A false standing, a false thinking of ourselves is not reality.
我们对自己有那种错误的想法，错误的概念，那个并不是实际。
Socrates said, know thyself. From a human standpoint, he did a tremendous job in searching out even himself.
就着人的观点来说，他实在是在那边寻找他的自己。
But there were a lot of disappointments in his life.
但是在他的生活中也有许多失望的地方。
In English, we have this sort of difficult word, Xanthippe.
在英文字里面有一个很难的字，就是
Xanthippe means a nag. Xanthippe means a nag, a bitch.
就是。
And this was his wife.
这个是他的太太。
He had a very,
他的生命。
In other words, he had a very difficult marriage.
这是他的妻子，那就表示说他的婚姻是很困难的。
He understood philosophically the importance of knowing himself.
在哲学方面，他知道要来认识自己。
But as far as bringing that important principle into a living reality, he was far from it.
但是要把他所知道的来在他的实际的生活里面实行出来，他却是离那个非常的遥远。
And though probably very few of us in here this morning have the IQ, the intelligence of a Socrates, we can come into the reality of knowing God.
我们今天在座的，虽然我们的智商没有他那么高，但是我们今天却能够来实际的认识我们的神。
And to have a living relationship with God, one has to know ourselves.
若是我们要与神有一个实际的关系，我们必须先来认识自己。
And Jesus is the only one who can give us that reality.
只有主耶稣，他能够给我们那个实际。
He knew man.
因为他知道人。
Jesus exposed man.
他显露人的光景。
And so this morning, we're going to dwell on the time that we have on this thought, what makes Jesus different?
今天早上我们要来思想说为什么有什么事情使主与我们不一样。
What makes Jesus the man that he was?
是什么事情使得主耶稣成为他那样子的人。
Not just to do a character study of some holy person, some divine person.
并不是我们只是来研读一个圣人的性格。
But all through this biographical sketch, we want to remember that this man came so that we can become like him.
在他一生的故事里面，我们看见因着他来，我们也能够像他一样。
We already read there in Acts that he gave us.His very spirit. It's available to us.
我们在使徒行传里面已经读到他把他的灵赐给我们。
But spirit without thought, without vocabulary, is zero.
但是若是只有灵却没有这样子思想的话还是等于零。
Spirit-filled people that do not know the word of God, are drift and take fanatical, walk.
若是一个人不认识神的话，但是他被灵充满的话，他反而被人飘来飘去。
We want to just take one book this morning, the book of Mark, to look at this person. What made him different?
今天早上我们要从马可福音来看到主耶稣这个人。
If you were to do a biographical study of a person, write a book on a man of antiquity, a woman of antiquity.What would you do? Where would you get your information?
若是你要写一个贞洁的人的他的传记或者他的生平的话，你要怎么样做呢？你要从哪里得到资料呢？
A true biographical sketch story of a person depends upon getting to the heart of that person.
若是要得到一个真实的传记的描述，我们必须要进到这个人的心灵里面。
We desire to know how that person thought.
我们想要知道这个人他是怎么样思想的。
And so if we're doing a sketch, a book on Abraham Lincoln, we would collect such things as his diary.
若是我们要来写一个林肯总统的传记，我们就也许会从他的日记来看。
Maybe famous speeches.
或者是他那些有名的演讲
often letters
或者是常常是他所写的信
communiques of all types
他与人的交谈
because from these communiques we learn the heart of the individual.
从这些他与人的对谈之中，我们可以知道，可以认识一个人的心灵。
Letters to the person's spouse, we learn about the intimacy that he had with his wife, or the lack of intimacy.
他从他写给他他的配偶的信里面，我们可以看见他们中间的亲密关系，或者是他们中间根本就不亲密。
So in looking at Jesus and seeing what makes him different, let's look at some of the words that he said.
我们既然要看主耶稣他为什么与众人不同，我们就从他所说的话来看他。
Also, some of his actions.
而且从他的行动来看他。
The way he dealt with a particular situation.
或者是当他遇见一件事情，他是如何来对付那个情形。
Because, brothers and sisters, it is important that we become, know this person, so that we by faith can say, I want that person and I receive that person as my life.
我们认识这个人是非常重要的，因为借着这样的认识，我们可以借着信心说我愿意像这个人一样。
First we start with Jesus' birth.
我们先看主耶稣的降生。
And we learn an important secret right at the beginning of his conception.
在一开始我们就在他刚刚受孕的时候，我们就看见一个很重要的秘诀。
Unlike us, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣与我们不一样，他乃是从圣灵受孕。
Doesn't sound like much, but it's a big difference.
也许我们听起来不觉得怎么样，但这实在是一个很大的不同。
When Jesus was born, he was absent an old sin nature.
因为当主耶稣一生下来的时候，他没有人的罪性。
He never had that male cell fertilize the egg from which he came.
他并没有那个精子来与卵受合的那个精子。
Therefore, the Adamic nature that comes from the man and fertilized that egg was absent.
所以从精子而来的那个亚当的性情他却没有。
But the nature of God fertilized that egg.
但是是因着神的性情来与那个卵子受孕。
It's important that we be born that way.
这是很重要，我们也应该从这样的情况生下来。
Born from above.
从上头生。
By the Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Not by someone talking us into accepting the Lord.
并不是因着一些人游说我们来接受主。
Through reasoning.
或者是与我们讲理由。
But that absolutely God comes down and quickens our spirit.
乃是神下来苏醒我们的灵。
Paul had that experience on the Damascus Road. That's why it was so vital. That's why it was so explosive.
当保罗去大马色的路上，他就有这样的经历，所以那个经历是那样具有爆炸性。
Paul, Saul, Saul met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
保罗在往大马色的路上，他遇见了主耶稣。
And Jesus did not sit down with him and reason with him.Regarding accepting him.
主耶稣并没有坐下来与他讲理由来说服他接受主。
The Spirit quickened him.
这个灵来苏醒了他。
He was born from above.
他乃是从上头生的。
This was Jesus' birth.
这就是主耶稣的降生。
We're not born that way and no one of the human race ever will be born first, in their initial birth this way, the way Jesus was.
我们的第一个生命降生都不是这样子的。
But thank the Lord, we have the opportunity to later on in our life receive the Lord.
但感谢主，他给我们一个机会，在让我们来接受他。
There was no room for Jesus on this earth when he arrived.
当主耶稣降生的时候，这世上没有地方给他。
And I think the sooner, brothers and sisters, we realize there's no room for us.
我们也必须若是我们能够很快的明白说也是没有在这世上也没有地方给我们的话。
We are a heavenly people.
我们乃是属天的子民。
We are a pilgrim.
我们乃是客旅。
We don't put down roots.
我们不应该在这地上扎根。
And right at the outset, Jesus was found without a room.
在一开始的时候，主耶稣就发现在这世上没有地方为他。
The King of Glory.
这是荣耀的君王。
We already see a servant attitude.
我们马上已经看见他仆人的态度。
And yet we see angels approved.
但是我们看见天使来证明他。
They announced his birth to the shepherds.
他们对牧羊人来告诉牧羊人他的降生。
The heavens announced the birth to the magi.
在天上也对那些对。
Conversely though, the earth was not to receive him.
但是这地上却不接受他。
The government was not ready to receive him.
地上的政府并不接受他。
And as a baby, unlike us, he became a fugitive almost immediately.
他虽然是婴孩，不像我们，他马上就变成一个逃亡的人。
And also his birth caused a tremendous curse. Many babies were killed.
而且他因着他的降生有带来了许大很大的咒诅，许多的婴儿都因此而被杀死。
So we see this sword.
所以我们看到这个剑。
And same with our life. It is not, this world is not our home.
同样的，在我们的生活上，这个世界并非我家。
We are just a passenger. We are here on this earth to be prepared.
我们只是走过这段时间，我们在这世上乃是为着被预备。
Not to put down roots.
并不是要在世上扎根。
That doesn't mean that we can't have a home.
但是那并不是说我们不能拥有一个家。
That doesn't mean that we don't have things. We don't have cars.
那并不是说我们不能够拥有一些财物或者是车子。
But it means that none of these things are our happiness.
但是这就是让我们说出这一切的事情都不能够成为我们的快乐。
None of these things are our joy.
这一切的事情都不能带给我们喜乐。
We are a heavenly people, and Jesus was that from the very outset.
我们是属天的人，在主耶稣降生一开始的时候，他就是这样。
Let's look at now the book of Mark, Mark 1.
让我们来看马可福音第一章。
Keep it open, keep it right in front of you, because we are going to, in the next few minutes, we're just going to skim this book quickly.
在下面几分钟我们要来看这整本的书。
Don't become fearful.
不要惧怕。
We're going to have time for the love feast.
我们还是会有时间有爱宴的。
As I was thinking of going through this book, I thought, well, first of all, we'll take Mark because it's short.
当我想到这卷书的时候，第一个我们选用这卷书是因为它是一卷最短的。
And the second encouraging thought was that two years ago on the West Coast, Christian Chan went through the Old Testament during a speaking time, 39 books. I figured we could do one short one.
另外一个很让我们得到安慰的就是在两年以前在西岸特会里面，陈锡珍弟兄。用一堂课的时间，他讲了整本旧约的圣经，有39卷书，而我们今天只是一卷最短的福音书。
And just to keep all of you from getting scared at all, you'll see quite quickly that we're going to be skimming.
叫你们为了叫你们不要害怕，你们很快就会发现我们只是跳着读。
Mark 1:8.
马可福音第一章第八节。
I will baptize you with water, John says, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
We read a couple verses about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们读过几节圣经是说到我们要被圣灵所充满。
And we want to see this thread throughout this book, the Holy Spirit.
我们要来在这整卷书里面看见这一条线，就是圣灵。
One of our problems, brothers and sisters, is that we try to live this Christian life.
我们的问题是我们想要来过基督徒的生活。
And we will notice as we look at Jesus and what makes him different, that he is in.Dwelt by a source of power.
我们若是来看主耶稣的生活，他为什么与众人不一样？他是有一个的内在的能力。
It's a spirit that gives purpose. It gets him up in the morning.
因着这个圣灵，让他早上起来，让他的生活有目的，有目的。
It always brings him back quickly to the Father.
总是很快的就把他带回到父的面前。
See, with us often.We haven't thought about the Father. We haven't thought about the Son until maybe we come around the Lord's table.
对我们而言，也许我们除非我们到波饼聚会的桌子面前，我们不会想到父，我们不会想到。
And the reason for that is that there is too much of us. There is a spirit of self that fills our life.
这个原因就是因为在我们的生活里面充满了我们的自己。
Which is can be said another way, a spirit of death.
我们也可以说是那个是死亡的灵。
And this is why through a week we weave in and out through this death path.
所以在一周的生活里面，我们就在这死亡的中间里面行走。
Irritated about this.
因着这件事情心里不高兴。
Frustrated about that.
为着那件事情担忧。
But with the Lord, He not only was filled with the Holy Spirit, but it says here, He desires to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
我们的主不仅自己被圣灵充满，他更愿意用圣灵来给我们施洗。
Some people have experienced almost a revolutionary change. They're just baptized in such a wonderful way that their life is never the same.
有些人的受浸对他们生活上有一个非常彻底的改变，他们自从以后生活就完全不一样。
That is good. That is valid.
那个是非常好，非常宝贵。
Others, it's more of a gradual.
但是对其他的人好像是一个渐进的。
It's sort of the Lord looks at areas, taps areas in our life, exposes us where self, where sin resides, exposes that area, and we give that area over to the Lord.
他是在我们生活中一部分一部分的来对付我们，在一个地方他让我们看见在那里有我们的己有罪，我们就把那个给他。
And as we give an area of our life over to the Lord, there is now room for the Lord to fill us with His Spirit.
当我们把我们生活中的一部分交给主以后，那在那个地方就有了地方可以让主进来。
And this is really the process of life.
这就是我们生活的一个层次。
An emptying out through repentance, through confession, thus allowing the Spirit of God to come in.
借着悔改认罪，我们把我们的一部分空出来，让主能够进来。
Until there is a 24-hour a day walk filled with the Spirit.
直到我们能够24个小时都行走在圣灵里面。
And it doesn't matter really what kind of desire enters our life, the peace of His Spirit is always there.
不管有什么事情进到到我们里面来，他的平安的灵总是在我们里面。
The joy of His life is always there.
他在他生活，在他生命里面的喜乐一直在我们的里面。
Because we're filled with the Spirit.
因为我们是被圣灵充满。
So this word Spirit really becomes the key of the Lord's life.
所以圣灵这个词成为主耶稣生活的一个要诀。
And it's the key to our walk.
也是我们行走的一个要诀。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣说，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Only Jesus could do this.
只有主耶稣能够做这样的事。
This is for us.
这是给我们的。
Our problem, brothers and sisters, is that we are so centered on ourselves.
我们的问题是我们总是以自己为中心。
We have lived so long to ourselves.
我们这样长的活着这样长都是为了自己活。
That we never enter into what we're here for.
我们从来没有进入到我们在世的目的。
Verse 22.
第22节。
Something that made Jesus different, he was teaching them One who had authority.
主耶稣与众人不同，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人。
One with authority.
他像有权柄的人。
In Jesus' time, there were great teachers, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees.
在主耶稣的时代，他们有法利赛人，有文士，他们都是非常有学问的人。
But their lives did not back up what they were saying.
但是他们的生活却与他们所教导的不相称。
No empowering.
在里面没有能力。
It was strictly philosophical words.
只是一些哲学上的言语。
There wasn't that Holy Spirit.
没有那个圣灵。
But Jesus spoke with authority, and we are to speak with authority.
但是主耶稣的教训他们是有权柄的，我们也应该像他一样。
Remember what Jesus did and said is ours to do and say.
因为要记住一件事情，主耶稣所做所说的也是我们所做所说的。
We're to take ground.
我们也应该要得到地图。
Verse 27. At the end of that verse, a new teaching with authority. He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him.
第27节末了，是个新道理啊。他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。
All through this book, we'll see this word unclean spirits.
在这一卷书里面，我们会常常看到污鬼。
Our life is inundated with unclean spirits.
我们的生活也是满了这个不洁净的灵。
Fear is an unclean spirit.
惧怕就是一个不洁净的灵。
It's a demonic influence.
这是一个撒旦的影响。
Worry is death. It's an unclean spirit.
担忧也是就是死亡，也是一个
不清洁的灵，
是反对神的基督的。
Jesus is the opposite of fear.
主耶稣是与惧怕相反的。
And yet we live in this bondage, and it's impossible to take ground.
但是我们却活在这样的捆绑中，我们没有办法得到地图。
Jesus knew, and you'll see all through this book here, how he was always removing the unclean spirits.
在这整卷书里面，你们会一直看到他怎么样把污鬼赶出去。
We wallow in unclean spirits in our lives, brothers and sisters.
我们在我们的生活中，我们就活在这个不洁净的灵里面。
We can never take ground.
我们没有办法得到任何的地图。
We try, when we see frustrating things, we try to sort of camouflage them.
我们常常试着来做，当我们看见一件让我们非常焦急的事情，我们就用什么事情来遮盖它。
Spirits must be handled by spirit power.
灵的事情必须要用灵的能力来对付。
It's a fallacy of positive mental attitude thinking.
我们这就是那个正面思想的一种错误的给我们一个错觉。
And I'm for being positive.
我必须要比较正面一点。
But when a fear comes into your life, when a worry comes into your life, you just can't say 10 times, I'm not going to worry, and think that it's going to go away.
当惧怕或者是焦虑来到你的生活里面，你不能一直说或者说十次说我不要担心，我不要担心，我不要担心，那这个担心就会过去。
It's a spirit, and we notice there, and his unclean spirits obeyed him.
这是一个灵，这个不清洁的灵就会听从他。
We sang so many times this morning, his name.
今天早上我们多次的唱到他的名字。
It's his name that makes this unclean, this antichrist spirit leave.
是因着他的名让污鬼出去，让这个反对基督的灵出去。
Implacability, anxiousness, frustration, disappointment, these things that encroach, irritation with our spouse, all unclean, and it's only the Lord giving the word that can remove it.
这些的焦虑，这些担心，与人之间不高兴的事情，都是污鬼。
Verse 35,
只有主耶稣能够除去它。
Chapter 2, verse 35.
第二章35节。
And then early in the morning, when it was still dark, he rose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there.
第1章35节，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
What do you pray for in the morning?
你早上你祷告什么呢？
Jesus knew that there was going to be pressure during the day.
主耶稣知道在一天的里面我们会遇到许多的压力。
And I think most of you have been in this life long enough to know that tomorrow is going to bring some pressures.
我想你们生活在世上都有一些时候都会知道说明天的生活总是会有压力的。
And there must be that fueling.
我们必须要有那个能力的充满。
Brothers and sisters, we've got to learn to pray right.
我们必须要有一个正确的祷告。
It's okay to pray, Lord, keep me from getting killed on 610.
我们是可以说，主啊，求你保守我，不要让我在610高速公路上被撞死。
And I pray, Lord, that my boss will be good to me today.
我们祷告说，我们的老板今天会对我好一点。
And protect the children as they go to school.
保守我们的孩子他们在学校里的时候。
Now, let's just connect this thought of praying with this unclean spirit thought.
让我们也把我们的祷告带进为着这个污鬼我不洁净的灵来。
If you pray one thing tomorrow morning, brothers and sisters, or even this afternoon, pray that you might have the Spirit of Christ.
若是今天下午祷告或是明天早上你的祷告就求主给你有一个基督的灵。
As we are filled with the Spirit of Christ, regardless of what happens, whether it's good and we become arrogant, or whether it's bad and it would be something that would cause us to become despondent, we have a power to stay level.
我们若是我们有基督的灵充满在我们里面，不论我们遇见好的事情，这些事情叫我们骄傲，或者遇见不好的事情，这些事情叫我们失望，我们都能够生活在一个水平的上面。
Verse 39.
第三十九节
Preaching and casting out demons.
传道赶鬼
A thought you'll see all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这一个思想你一直在马太、马可、路加、约翰四卷书里面都可以看得到。
You know, I think there's something in us that reserves this word demon to somewhere in Africa.
在我们心里面总有一个思想，这个关于鬼的事情好像是在非洲那边才会有的。
Demonic influence is in the air all the time.
这个魔鬼的权力乃是在空中。
This is why you can feel so strong and so good, and all of a sudden, your mind just becomes shattered, and you start to fret about something because something has infiltrated.
因为你也许可以有时候觉得自己非常的刚强，觉得很好，但是突然之间，你的思想就有一些焦虑的事情进来了。
This is hard for man, and we're often deceived because.It's hard for us to believe in something we can't see.
这对人是非常的难的。我们常常被蒙骗的是因为我们很难够相信一个看不见的事情。
But demonic influence is viable. It's alive. It's very well on planet Earth.
在这个魔鬼的影响力是在这个地球地面上是非常实际的。
And in order to take ground, we must be aware of that.
我们若是要得着地土话，我们必须要来对这个有认识。
We must stand.
我们必须站在那个名字上，那个名字已经把它赶出去。
Second chapter.
第二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
I think that last time I got a chapter ahead of you. Mark 2, verse 5.
马可福音第二章第五节。
And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, My son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣见他们的信心就对瘫子说小子你的罪赦了。
Jesus reminds us that sin and sickness have common ground.
主耶稣让我们看见罪恶和疾病都是在一个同样的地位上。
Before the fall of man, there was no such thing as sickness.
在人还没有堕落以前没有疾病这回事。
But sin resulted in sickness.
但是因着罪就带进了疾病。
And therefore, we must understand that much of our sickness could be taken care of just through repentance, taking care of our relationship with God.
所以我们必须要认识一件事情，我们有许多的疾病都能够因着我们认罪跟主的关系恢复正常以后而能够解决。
15th verse, second chapter.
第十五节。
And it came about that.He was reclining at the table in the house, and many tax gatherers and sinners were dining.
耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席。
Here's where we see something that's different about Jesus.
在这边我们看见主耶稣实在是不一样。
Again, remember I talked about having the long nose, the proboscis, to look down at people?
你想我们刚刚说的我们总是喜欢看低别人的情形吗
Because in our heart, we're superior.
因为在我们的里面我们总觉得自己比别人高一点。
Oh, there's a poor person.
这边有一个穷人。
Too bad he doesn't work.
太悲惨因为他不工作。
Look at that sin, look at the way that person lives.
你看那个罪你看那个人的生活的情形。
Brothers and sisters,Jesus loves sinners.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣爱罪人。
In fact, that's what he said. He said, "I've come to save sinners."
这是主耶稣所说的话。他说，我来是为了要拯救罪人。
And thank the Lord, if he didn't come to save sinners, we wouldn't be here.
感谢主，若不是他来拯救罪人的话，我们今天就不会在这里。
But if we're to take ground, we have to have that same love.
为了要能够得着地土，我们也必须有那样的爱。
And it's available to us. We have His Spirit.
但是这个爱也是我们可以支取的，因为我们有他的灵。
Last verse in that chapter.
第二章最后一节。
Consequently, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
所以人子也是安息日的主。
The Sabbath is the Lord's.
安息日是主的。
Before the Lord came, the Sabbath was something that men and women tried to attain to, tried to do certain things to appease God.
在主还没有来以前，人想要来做些事情来达到那个安息日。
They tried to keep it.
他们想要来持守那个安息日。
Found out that they could not keep it.
但是他们发现他们没办法。
And then the Lord again says, I am the Sabbath.
那主来说，我就是安息。
I am the rest.
我就是那个安息。
And it's not just Saturday or Sunday, it's every day.
并不是只有星期六或者是主日，乃是每一天。
We enter into that rest 24 hours a day.
我们每一天24小时都能够进入那安息。
Don't ever think that, this is a special day in that, this is the day that you can touch God.
不要认为说今天这个特别的日子你才能够摸着主。
When Jesus came to this earth, he introduced that the Sabbath was every day.
当主耶稣来到世上，他就让人看见说安息日乃是每一天。
Third chapter, ninth verse.
第三章第九节。
And he told his disciples that a boat should stand ready for him because of the multitude.
他就吩咐门徒叫一只小船侍候着，免得众人拥挤他。
In looking at this verse, I thought several times about not even including it.
我当我看这节圣经的时候，我想说没有包括我们。
Because I think one of the problems we do not have as a fellowship, and that is being practical.
我想我们在我们聚会中有一个没有，就是实际。
We're often very practical.
我们有时候太实际了。
Just as Jesus was practical. He knew that these people would press him right into the water. He knew mobs, so he got in a boat and he spoke.
他因为知道众人会拥挤他，所以他到一个船里面，在那边说话。
I think our problem is more being supernatural.
我们的问题是我们就是太自然了。
But it is nice to know and to see as you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, see the practicality of Jesus.
但是当你读四卷福音书的时候，你是可以看见说主耶稣是那样的实际。
We're not to be spiritual morons at the expense of being normal.
我们并不需要成为好像一个属灵的超人，而不是变成一个自然的人。
The Christian life is very normal.
对，基督徒的生活是一个正常的生活。
I'm thankful that Watchman Nee titled that book, The Normal Christian Life.
我实在很感谢读那个尼托森弟兄用把那本书的名字定为正常基督徒的生活。
There are so many anomalies in the Christian walk today.
在基督徒的行走之中有许多的事情。
I'm just thinking as we were in Jerusalem 6 months ago of the kooks, crazy kooks from all over the world that come to Jerusalem.
我们六个月以前到耶路撒冷去，从世界各地有许多人都到那里。
And many of them think they're the Messiah. They think they're the Messiah.
他们认为他们是弥赛亚。
They think they're King David.
他们是大卫王。
We were walking up to the Wailing Wall and there was a man there dressed like King David and was playing a harp of 3,000 years ago.
在我们到那个哭墙那边去看的时候，有一个人他就穿着那个大卫王的那个衣服在那边弹奏一个有300年历史之久的一个竖琴。
But let's not miss the point. We are to be normal.
但是我们要认识一个，就是我们必须要正常的。
We're to carry on normal relationships with our children.
我们必须与我们的儿女们中间有个正常的关系。
People become so spiritual that they, they, They forget they're even married.
他们有些人是那样的属灵，他们都把他的孩子们忘记了。
They don't have time to talk to play with the children's toys with them.
他们没有时间与孩子们一起玩玩具。
They want their 2-year-old to get out the Bible and learn Hebrew.
他们要他们的两岁的孩子把圣经打开来读希伯来书。
Absolutely divorced from reality.
把完全与真实离开了。
Same chapter, the 21st verse.
第21节。
And when his own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of him, for they were saying, Jesus has lost his senses.
耶稣的亲属听见就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
Jesus was often misunderstood.
主耶稣常常被人误解。
Here, Jesus didn't even stop to eat.
在这边主耶稣根本没有停下来吃东西。
There is a time to be abnormal.
有些时候是有一点不正常。
In the normal sense.
是在一个正常的光景中。
But the point that I want to make is that even his family did not understand him.
我要让你们看见的一件事情就是即使他的家人也不认识他。
He was often criticized.
他总是被批评。
We, as you take the name of Jesus,As you begin living in his life, one of the things to remember, a lot of times you're not told this at salvation, one of the things to remember is that you will be misunderstood.
当我们抓住主耶稣的名，过着一个基督徒的生活的时候，我们常常会被人误解的。
The way of the world is of the world. The way of the heaven is heaven. Jesus was the man of the heaven. Walk the way of the heaven.
因为世人的路就是世人的路，属天的道路是属天的道路。主耶稣是一个属天的人，所以他是行走在一个属天的道路上。
Following that same thought, verse
33. 第33节再接着那个思想。
And answering them, Jesus said, Who are my mothers and my brother? And looking about on those who were sitting around him, he said, Behold, his brethren.Are my mother and my father. For whosoever does the will of God, he is my brother, sister, and my mother.
耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄，就四面观看那周围坐着的人，说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姐妹和母亲。
This is common among all cultures.
这在每一个文化里面都是一样的。
Blood, family blood runs thick.
家属有同样血统的人亲属人是最先的。
And yet, to us as Christians, it's exactly the opposite.
但是对基督徒而言是完全相反的。
We've been born from above into another family.
因为我们是从上头而生的，我们是进入到另外一个家庭里面。
Our blood is the blood of Christ.
我们的血统乃是基督的血统。
It's a new family.
是一个新的家庭。
It's an eternal family.
是一个永远的家。
It's a family that is being built together.
这个家乃是被建造，一同被建造起来。
This family will be the new Jerusalem.
这个家庭会成为新耶路撒冷。
And yet, there is a snare. The world puts great emphasis on human blood.
但是在这边有一个网罗，就是世人很注重世上的血统。
And many times, brothers and sisters are going counter to the will of God.
许多的弟兄姊妹们要来反对神的心意。
And brothers and sisters, there must be that separation.
我们必须要有那个分别。
At least in our heart.
至少在我们的心里面。
Not that we don't love them.
并不是说我们不爱他们。
But we're going a different direction.
但是我们因为方向不一样。
And those who are not doing the will of God are not our brothers and sisters.
那些不遵行神旨意的人就不是我们的弟兄姐妹了。
Jesus knew the difference.
主耶稣的生活是不一样的。
Verse 39, fourth chapter.
第四章第三十九节。
Jesus is out on the water and we see him here in a storm.
主耶稣在海上，他们遇见了风浪。
And I love these three words, hush, be still.
我喜欢这句话，住了吧，静了吧。
This past week, many of you have gone through turbulence.
在过去的一周里面，有许多人经过大风浪。
There has been pressure.
有压力。
And it's so comforting, these three words, hush, be still.
这个话是给我们有多大的安慰啊，就是住了吧，静了吧。
As we take ground this week, we can claim those words.
当我们这一周里面，我们得到我们的地图的时候，我们就可以抓住这句话。
Jesus is in you.
主耶稣在你的里面。
We're in Christ.
我们在基督里面。
So that voice in us can say, hush, be still.
所以在我们里面的那个声音能够说住了吧，静了吧。
Last in verse 41, and then is this, and who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
第41节，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从了他。
It reminds me of that prior thought, God reigns.
让我想到前面的那个思想，我们的神是作王。
No turbulence in our life.
在我们生活里面没有一个风浪。
That these three words do not apply to.
这句话不能够被应用。
Hush, be still.
住了吧，静了吧。
All spirits of the sea.
这世上的这个海里面的这些灵。
The sea is the abode of the enemy.
因为海乃是仇敌的居所。
All through the Bible, we will see that the enemy abides in the sea.
在整本圣经里面，我们都看见仇敌就是住在海里面。
And Jesus was above it.
但是主耶稣却是超过那。
Fifth chapter and the 17th verse.
第五章第十七节。
And it says, and the people began to entreat him, Jesus, to depart from their region.
众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。
Jesus had just healed a man called Legion.
主耶稣才刚刚医治人的被群鬼附的人。
An absolute demonic possessed man.
他是完全被那个魔鬼所充满的人。
A maniac.
是一个疯狂的人。
And Jesus had healed him.
主耶稣医治了他。
And he'd cast all of these demons into these swine and they'd gone into the sea.
他就把这些群鬼赶到猪的里面，这些猪就冲下山崖去。
Whenever we step out for Christ, whenever Jesus comes into the picture, there is an upheaval. There is a plowing.
每一次当主耶稣进到一个境界里的时候，就有一些轰动。
These people were interested in the status quo.
这些人只喜欢活在统计的一般的。
Don't upset the economy.
不要让这个经济不好。
This might cost me some bucks.
这会要我花点钱。
This might cost me some political power.
也许会要我花费一些我政治上的权
力。Therefore, Jesus, get out of here.
所以主耶稣，你离开这里吧。
Leave.
离开吧。
They were earthly people. They didn't realize that this man was bringing in heaven, a new kingdom.
他们是属地的人，他们没有看见说这个人把天国带来。
Same chapter 40th verse.
同一章第四十节。
Jesus says the child is not really dead. The child has not died, but is asleep. In the previous verse.
在前面一节，主耶稣就说这个孩子不是死了，是睡了。
And the people began laughing at him and putting him down.
他们就开始耻笑耶稣。
Again, we see here, this road is not an easy road.
我们看见这一条道路并不是一条简单的道路。
It wasn't easy for Jesus.
对主耶稣而言并不简单。
And it's not going to necessarily be easy for us.
对我们也不会简单。
But it can be peaceful.
但是可以是带着平安的。
It can be eternal.
可能是永生的。
And it can have great rewards.
我们也能够得着奖赏。
Sixth chapter, the fourth verse.
第六章第四节。
And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor except his hometown and among his own relatives and in his own household.
耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。
Those closest to you often do not understand you.
那些最亲近你的人也许就是最不了解你的。
It comes with the territory. It comes with the territory.
那是跟着环境来的。
This misunderstanding.
这个误解。
It's important that we know that.
我们必须要来认识这件事情。
And not be surprised.
不要惊讶。
But it is worth it.
是值得。
I always think of it. If Jesus was misunderstood, how much more in our finiteness we're going to be misunderstood.
我常常想说，若是主耶稣也被人误解的话，在我们这渺小的人身上，我们岂不更要被人误解？
Because we make mistakes.
因为我们还常常做错事情。
Jesus never made a mistake when he spoke.
因为当主耶稣说话的时候，他从来没有做错过。
We speak with a curt, with a arrogant attitude towards one another. Jesus never did that.
我们对人说话的时候，常常带着一个骄傲的口气，但是主耶稣却从来不是这样。
But Jesus wants to bring us into that same life that he has.
但是主耶稣要把我们带进到他同样的生命里去。
Verse
48. 第48节。
He came to them walking on the sea.
他就在海面上走，往他们那里去。
Jesus was above those powers, that were in the water.
主耶稣是比那在海里的权力更大的。
Even Peter walked on the water as long as he faced the Lord.
只要彼得的眼睛一直注目在主身上，他就能够在海面上行走。
All those demonic spirits that are represented in the water.
这个海里所代表的所有这些魔鬼的权力。
Jesus was above.
主耶稣是超越的，超过那一切。
And the last verse of that chapter.
在这一章圣经里面最后一节圣经。
And the people entreated him that they might touch the fringe of his cloak.
这些人求耶稣只容他们摸他衣裳的穗子。
How many of you have experienced even this last week just a touch of the Lord and how it's brought healing?
有多少人这个礼拜曾经经历到只要当我们摸着主我们就得着医治。
The most difficult for us, brothers and sisters, is just to come.
最困难的事情就是来到主面前。
Seventh, verse 20.
第七章第二十节。
And he was saying, that which proceeds out of man, that which defiles the man, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceed, and then the list of evil things.
又说从人里面出来的那才能污秽人，因为从里面就是从人心里发出一些邪恶的事情。
This is one of the big secrets of understanding, knowing ourselves.
这是我们能够认识自己最大的一个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, I know it's difficult for us to believe this, but our problem is not the corrupt world around us.
弟兄姊妹们，我知道这个对你我都很困难。我们的困难，我们的问题并不是在我们外面的环境。
It's not in our spouse and our spouse's idiosyncrasy.
并不是因为我们的配偶。
The problem is in us.
我们的问题乃是在我们的里面。
We're the ones that's got this problem of tenseness, of irritability.
我们乃是乃是因为在我们的里面有那个紧张，有那个焦躁。
One of the things when we read a list of sins like this, fornication, adultery, stealing, pride, is that we automatically say, well, that must apply to someone else.
常常当我们读到这一串恶的时候，譬如说偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪，我们想说，哦，那一定是属于别人的。
And I will give you a little shortcut here in Christian maturity.
我想我在这边给你们告诉你们一个能够得到成长的一个短路一捷径。
If we will believe what it says is in our hearts, and we're all Adam, then and accept that we don't necessarily need to be tested in all those things. God, in other words, doesn't need to sift us. And show us that they're there.
若是我们能够接受并相信说这一些在亚当里面的罪都在我们的里面的话，并不是需要神来一样一样来试验我们，让我们看见说我们里面真有这些罪。
See, most of us are not like King David.
因为我们大部分人都不像大卫王一样。
Who had, first of all, a life of leisure.
有这样舒适的生活。
Who could look over at the balcony of Bathsheba, say to a servant,
I'd like to have dinner with her at 9 o'clock.
他不能够说从平台上看到拔士巴就可以叫人说去请他来说我今天晚上要想要与他有一起吃晚饭。
Cough up about $1,000 for a beautiful dress for dinner.
为他买了一件几千块钱的漂亮的衣服。
And I'm sure there's no man in here that has a tolerant wife that would allow this.
我想我们在这边没有一个人的妻子能够忍受的。
David had all of those things.
大卫他有这一切。
This was very simple to arrange for him.
因为这个对他而言是那样的简单。
And so what was in his heart came out.
那所以在他心里面的就被显露出来。
A lot of you say, I wouldn't steal.
那你说我不会偷。
Proverbs it tells us, Agur tells us there, Lord, give me enough so that I don't steal.
有箴言就说主啊求你给我足够的叫我不要来偷窃。
But don't give me too much that I become prideful.
也不要给我太多让我觉得让我变成骄傲。
That I forget you.
让我就忘记了你。
Now let's take a case scenario. Your neighbor has a garage full of rice.
让我们就想到来看一个情形假如你的邻居他整个车库里面都满了米。
55 gallon drums of rice.
有50个桶的那个米。
You lost your job and your babies are starving.
你失去了你的工作你的孩子们在饥饿中。
But your neighbor is a hard character and he says, I earned this, this is mine.
但是你的邻居是一个非常强硬的人他说这是我赚来的。
24 hours a day, he leaves his garage door open.
但是一天24小时他都把他的那个车库的门打开着。
And your babies begin to lose weight.
你的婴儿开始掉体重了。
Would you go over there at midnight and take a little bit of rice?
那你想你会不会在半夜到那边去拿一点点的米呢?
The Bible says, in the heart of man are all of these things.
圣经告诉我们在人的心理里面都是这一些。
Let's just accept what the Lord says.
那我们就接受主所说的话。
And this is what spurs us on to recognize, first of all, to have compassion on others.
这就第一个让我们也对别人有怜悯的心。
And to depend upon the Spirit of God each day.
每一天都来依靠神的灵。
Verse 27.
第27节。
And Jesus was saying to the woman, the Syrophoenician woman,Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
耶稣对叙利腓尼基族的这个女人说，让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
I think one thing right off the bat here, we can learn that Jesus is not political.
在这边第一个我们可以学到的就是主耶稣并没有任何的政治。
He calls this woman a dog.
他称这个女人为狗。
The Jews are the children.
犹太人是儿女们。
The gospel is for her, them.
福音是为着他们的。
Blessing is for the Jews.
祝福也是为着犹太人。
Not for the dogs, Jesus says.
并不是为了狗。
This woman persisted.
但是这个女人持续下去。
And Jesus drew out a response from her.Jesus drew out a response.
主耶稣就从他那边得着了话。
You know, brothers and sisters, we're often way too sentimental.
我们有时候常常都非常的情感化。
Jesus understood that the issue is the will.
主耶稣知道一件事情就是我们意志的问题。
He never spoon-feed unless it was a child and they needed spoon-feeding.
他除非我们需要他一口口来喂我们他不会这样子做。
But he always drew people to the real issue.
他总是把人带到一个真实的问题上。
Do you want me?
你要我吗?
Well, come and get me.
那你就来得着我。
And you kind of almost step away and you'd have to step again.
那他就往后退一步好像你必须要一步步往前。
The disciples played this game for 3 years, trying to keep up.
这门徒们三年来都是一直想要来跟从主。
Even in thisbook, we see Jesus going to Jerusalem and it says, and he was out ahead of them.
在这卷书里面我们都看见主耶稣向耶路撒冷城去他总是在他们的面前在他们的前面。
Jesus trusted God to get the job done.
主耶稣他相信神会来工作。
Parents, you can trust God to do the work on your children.
做父母的，你可以相信神会在你儿女们身上做工。
Your job is to pray.
你的工作乃是祷告。
Don't have to spoon feed everything.
你不要每一件事情都一口口来喂他们。
Trust God with your job and the unfairness on it.
在你的工作环境上，一些即使一些不公平的事，也相信神。
Be surprised at the solution. It'd be a supernatural solution.
你就会惊讶那个结果，这是一个超自然的结果。
Verse 34. To the deaf and dumb person, said one word. Be opened.
对着聋哑的人说，开了吧。
When I looked at this word, I went back through the whole book and just began looking at these little phrases. Follow me.
当我看到这一节以后，我就回到这整卷书里面去找一个字，就是跟随我。
Little girl, arise.
小女孩，起来吧。
Hush, be still.
静了吧。
Jesus had a wonderful way of just getting to the point.
主耶稣他总是针对的问题。
No argument.
没有什么争论。
Often not a long explanation, just say it.
也不是很长的解释。
Reminds me of Joshua. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
就像让我想到约书亚，他说：“至于我和我家，必要侍奉耶和华。”
Often things become confusing with many words.
当我们说很多话的时候，就会把事情弄得很复杂。
I used to make out a lot of promissory notes.
我常常会记下一些应许的话。
And I found that. The longer they were, the more complicated they became.
就是我答应人什么事情，写得很长的话呢，就更要能够成就就很难。
People say, "What does that mean?"
那人就会说这什么意思
？Until I got a promissory note down to about one sentence.
直到我把那些
There was no longer,
那些话变成一句话的话。
No longer any confusion.
就不再有任何的混淆。
Blank, O's.Blank, so many blank dollars for at such and such interest.
就是某某人欠某某人多少钱，然后利息是多少。
Payable on and before this day.
然后在哪一天之前应该要付清。
No penalty for early payment.
若是提早付款的话，也没有任何的损失。
Signature block.
然后就签字。
Very hard to confuse the language.
这样子就在语言上没有什么混淆。
I'm sure some of you have seen these promissory notes now. A 10 page. How many of you ever read one?
那些我们签字的文件上面总是有很多页的。有多少人是把每一个字都读过
？I've never read that. I don't have enough time.
我从来没有足够的时间把每一句话都读过。
The simplicity, the wisdom in simplicity.
就是要有一个简单的智慧。
Often when we're rambling to our children,
有时候我们常常对小孩子说很多的话。
It becomes obscure.
然后他们就略过了。
Children just need to understand yes, no.
小孩子只需要知道是或不是。
Not necessarily even an explanation.
也许根本不需要一个解释。
A lot of times the explanation just confuses them.
常常那些解释就让他们更混淆。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
And they were utterly astonished, saying, "He has done all things well."
众人分外稀奇，说他所做的事都好。
That's the goal, brothers and sisters.
这就是我们这就是那个。
That the Lord say of us, "We do all things well."
这是我们的目标。主对我们说，我们所做的事都好。
Christ is in us.
基督在我们的里面。
So.That can be our testimony.
那就能够成为我们的见证。
It's expected of us to do all things well.
他要我们做每一件事情都做得好。
Now we can't do this on our own.
我们靠着自己没办法做。
We need a different spirit.
我们需要一个不同的灵。
Friday night at our Bible study, and I'm going to end with this. There's eight more chapters. We are at the 23rd thing that the Lord has.shown us this morning, and I wrote down 62, so So we're gonna stop right there.
我们还虽然我们还有八章圣经，而且我写下来有六十件主耶稣所做的事情，我们现在才讲到第23件，但是我们要在这边停下来。
Excuse me. I want to end with this. Friday night at our Bible study, we were looking at a verse, and we might just look at it in Hebrews 13.
我要做以这个作为结束。星期五晚上我们读圣经读到希伯来书第十三章
15th verse
第十五节
Brother Ty brought up an interesting question regarding this verse and because of time we really didn't cover it and I think it just fits into what we really been looking at this morning
王弟兄提出来一个 很有趣的 题目但是我们没有时间去仔细的讲那我想这个与今天早上所讲的非常 相称。
Through Christ, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of lips, and give thanks to His name.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
In Philippians, we see this phrase, rejoice.In the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
在腓立比书，我们看到这句话说，要常常在主在主里喜乐。我再说，要在主里喜乐。
The Bible says, give thanks in all things.
圣经也告诉我们说，要在凡事上谢恩。
One of the shortest verses in the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians, you don't have to look at it, 5:16, rejoice always.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书有一节最短的圣经就是说凡事谢恩。
And the question came up as we were discussing our Bible study, is this verse a joke? Is it something pie in the sky that we try to sort of jump up try to accomplish, rejoicing always, giving thanks in all things?
在我们星期五晚上提出来的问题说这节圣经难道对于我们是一个笑话吗是不是一个很高在天上一个很高的东西我们要想要自己来达到呢要能够凡事谢恩要能够常常喜乐呢
And of course the answer is absolutely not. This is a reality. This is a possibility for us to come into.
但是当然这个答案是绝对不是的。这是一个我们能够进入的。
What are you going to do? Write a little sticky note on your forearm? Give thanks always? And every time something comes, give thanks?
那你怎么做难道是你要贴一个小纸条在你手上说要在凡事上谢恩然后遇到事情的时候就凡事谢恩吗
You men that shave, you know, you put one right there on the mirror so when you nick yourself in the morning, you give thanks.
弟兄们也许把一个条子贴在镜子上面当你早上刮胡子的时候不小心刮到自己的时候就也要提醒自己说要凡事谢恩。
Well, you know, that's what the Jews did in the Old Testament before they had the whole the Word, before they had the Holy Spirit. They put things on their arms, on their foreheads to cause them to remember.
这就是犹太人在旧约时代所做的事情。他们把那些经文放在他们的手上，放在他们的前额上面来提醒他们。
There's only one way.That we can come in to rejoicing always and be from the heart. Our brother Ty said, you know, we can use the word, but how does it come from the heart?
只有一条路，我们可以真实的常常喜乐，怎么样能真实的从心里面发出喜乐来
？Only through the Spirit of Christ.
只有借着基督的灵。
Only through possessing a different spirit than what we have.
只有借着拥有一个。不同的灵与我们所原有的灵是不同的灵。
So that even when we are engrossed in our business and it has nothing to do with spiritual things, behind the computer, whatever it does, there is a mistake, we try to boot something up, it doesn't come up, whatever it is, we are so in tune with that still small voice that the Spirit says, give thanks.
所以不管我们在什么样的环境之下在我们的工作上与这个属灵的事物完全没有关系的事情但是我们的心里面却对准了里面的声音有一个微小的声音就告诉我们说凡事谢恩。
God does not work with great big booming speakers.
神并不是用一个大的喇叭来对我们说话。
There must be a rest in our heart as we're working that computer.
当我们在电脑前面工作的时候，在我们心里必须要有那个安息。
If you're agitated because of the assignment that was just given, when you make that mistake, that still small voice will not be heard.
若是你因着你所得到的这个工作，而且你做了一些错误。你心里面非常焦躁的话，你就听不见那微小的声音。
Many people not understanding this have said, I've got to get into something theological. I've got to get into full-time service so that I can give thanks in all things.
有许多人他并不明白这件事情，他们认为他们必须要进入到神学的研究里面，或者是全时间的侍奉神的时候，他们才能够在凡事上谢恩。
Absolutely weak thinking.
这是一个非常软弱的思想。
The Lord wants us to make tents. Make tents.
主就要我们现在。
Take care of our family needs.
要我们来顾到我们家庭的需要。
And demonstrate to the world that inside of us is a different life, a different spirit that controls us.
让世人看见说在我们的里面有另外一个生命，有另外一个灵来支配我们的生活。
This is the secret in Jesus' life.
这是主耶稣生活的一个秘诀。
We only looked at just one third of the things in this book where he said something or did something.
我们在这卷书里面，我们只看见主耶稣所做或所说的事话三分之一主所说的事和做的事。
The thing that caused him to say the right answer, an answer, do something with power, was because he was filled with the Spirit.
那些能够让他说对的话跟有能力来做事乃是因为他有一个不同的灵。
He didn't use his mind and reasoning from customs, from traditions to dictate his life.
他并不是用思想受到传统或环境的影响来支配事情。
He was in tune to the Father through the Spirit and through the Word.
他乃是完全与父联合与灵联合。
And this is why when we get up tomorrow morning, we spend that time and say, Lord, I need your spirit today.
所以当我们明天早上起来的时候，我们在主面前就对主说，我需要有你的灵。
David said in Psalm 51, don't let that spirit leave me. He recognized it had left him at one time and he got sidetracked.
大卫在诗篇51篇的时候就对神说，求你不要叫那灵离开我，因为他曾经经历过，他离开过一次。他就被引到岔路上去。
May this just even whet our appetite as we go through the Gospels again, just to look at them and say, the difference that was in Christ can be the same difference in my life.
让愿意这个能够激起我们的食欲，让我们再回到福音书来看说，那些让事情让主耶稣所成为与众人不一样的人的事情，也能够在我们的生活中成为实现。
The joy that was always in the Lord's heart, the peace that was always, the wisdom, the power that was always in his heart is available to us.
那在主里面常有的平安、喜乐、智慧和能力也能够在我们的里面。
Those words are written in the book of Mark, not for a teaching.
在马可福音里面所写的话并不只是为了教训。
But they're to inspire us, say,I can be like that.
乃是来激励我们，让我们看见我们也能够成为那样子的人。
That is mine.
那个是我的。
That is the heavenly ground that I can possess.
那是一个属天的境界，是我能够得着的。
And then like Jesus, we can turn around and we can take ground wherever our foot goes. The Lord will give it to us.
那我们就能够像主一样的，我们能够在神所量给我们的，我们脚掌所踏之地，我们就能够得着那个地。
Not by reasoning.
并不是借着讲理由。
Mark 7:8, not by traditions.
马可福音三章第八节说，也不是因着传统。
But by the Spirit of God.
乃是因着神的灵。
The Spirit of God came upon Gideon, and what happened? The people were routed.
当神的灵到基甸的身上的时候，发生了什么事情？
I love that verse. God says, when you speak Gideon, say, for God.And for Gideon.
我喜欢那节圣经，就是说，神跟他说，为着神和为着基甸。
That's what we're talking about this morning. You see the oneness there? There's one flesh.
你看到那边的合一吗?
For God and for Gideon, one.
为着神和基甸是合一的。
What was good for God was good for Gideon.
对神是好的，对基甸也是好的。
Because the Spirit of God came upon Gideon.
因为神的灵降临到基甸的身上。
And how many times this morning did we sing and say and pray, Emmanuel?
今天早上我们说过，唱过多少次，说到以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Not alongside.
并不是在我们旁边。
Possessing our very being.
乃是得着我们这个人。
That's exciting.
那是非常令人兴奋。
It's for us.
是为着我们。
Let's take it.
让我们来得到。
Amen.
我们借着祷告来把这些信息藏在我们里面。
Thank you, you were a person that was conceived in the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你是从圣灵受孕的。
You were born of the Spirit and you walked in the Spirit.
你是从圣灵生的，也是在圣灵里面行走的。
You were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
你也在浸在圣灵的里面。
Lord, today we have been born of you.
今天我们也是从你而生。
Lord, you have called us your children.
你称我们为你的儿女们。
Because we possess your divine life.
因为我们拥有你圣洁的生命。
And you desire that we would also walk in the Spirit.
你也愿意我们行在圣灵里面。
We thank you, you are one with us.
我们感谢你是与我们合一的。
We pray that in the coming days that we would practice walking in the Spirit.
愿意我们在未来的日子里面，我们能够操练在圣灵里面行走。
That you will speak to us.
你会对我们说话。
You will put your work in our heart and on our lips.
你把你的话语放在我们的心里，放在我们的嘴唇上。
So that we're able to offer continually sacrifices of praise to you.
那我们能够继续不断的把称颂为祭献给你。
We thank you for the word this morning.
我们感谢你今天早上的话语。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
A few announcements, please.
有几点报告。
Number one, the young people's meeting, it will be at Randy's for this whole month.Month of October will be Randy Sunday night 6 p.m.
星期日晚上青年人的聚会在十月份都在 Randy 弟兄家里。
I'd like to encourage all the young people to attend dinner at 6, followed with singing and fellowship.
我希望所有的年轻人都参加六点钟开始吃晚餐以后我们有唱歌有交通。
And,After our love feast today, there will be a video message. We'll show a video of the Richmond Summer Conference in this place.
今天在爱宴以后，我们要放映在Richmond 夏令会的录影带。
I believe it was a message by Brother Stephen Kong.
我想是江守道弟兄的交通。
And the weekly prayer meeting at Dumbo and also this Wednesday night at Gene Fu's house, Brother Gene's house.
星期三晚上的祷告聚会在 Dumbo 会所和在傅崇根弟兄家。
As our brother mentioned, we have finished our Friday weekly Bible study on the book of Hebrews.
像我们弟兄刚刚说的，我们星期五晚上读经聚会已经读完了希伯来书。
Those of us who have been attending have been really edified by the word.
我们那些参加聚会的人都被得到造就。
And we'd like to encourage more and more saints to attend these Friday night Bible studies.
我们鼓励信徒们来参加星期五晚上查经的聚会。
For the coming Friday night, the English Bible study will start on the book of Ezra, and then we'll go into Nehemiah. So Ezra and Nehemiah will be our topics.
英文组的星期五晚上查经聚会，这个礼拜就开始读以斯拉记，然后读完以斯拉记就读尼希米记。
I understand the Chinese Bible study is still trying to finish up Hebrews.
我知道中文组还在正在要读完希伯来书。
And also the Friday night children's Bible study are also getting into Ezra and Nehemiah.
星期五晚上的小孩子的聚会，他们也是要读以斯拉记和尼希米记。
I understand the sisters responsible for those meetings have been burdened for these books, and it was I don't think it was a coincidence that we are also getting into these books.
我想这并不是偶然的事件，这带领他们的姊妹们也有这样的心愿，要跟他们交通这些书。
Now we'd like to take the opportunity to welcome all the newcomers, those of you who came here for the first time. Would you please stand up and introduce yourself?
我愿意用这个机会来介绍今天第一次来的。
Anyone here for the first time? Welcome. Anyone else?
还有没有其他的人？
If not, we will end the meeting here. Right after the meeting this morning, we'll have a love feast. So I'd like to encourage everyone to please stay and fellowship with us.
我们聚会就在这边结束，聚会完了以后还有爱宴。